Rory, an all-away match down at Drogheda, traditionally a difficult venue for Derry City to attend. What's your thoughts ahead of tomorrow's game?
Yeah, it's a very difficult game. They're the form team in the league at the minute, and their home form's been very good, but our away form's been good as well, and we go there knowing that it'll be a very tough game, but we'll go there fully focused and try and pick up the 3 points.
As you were saying there, they are the form team. They're unbeaten in their last six, and Derry unbeaten in their away travels. So, all in all, points to a very tight encounter.
I'm sure it will be. But I'm sure it'll be two teams that'll have a go at each other. They're scoring freely, Drogheda, and we'll go and try and have a go at them as well. So I would imagine it'll be a tight game, but an entertaining one.
You were saying after Monday night's game, you were gutted at the late equaliser. Is it a matter of tightening up on concentration levels in the latter stages of the game?
No, listen, in fairness, I was gutted, but you look at their goals, an absolutely pinpoint cross. From the lad, and sometimes you can't. They're difficult to defend, but I can't be too critical. The players have been exceptional since I've come in, so not just more of the same from a use the same energy level, same endeavour, and try and create some chances, and I think we can get a good result.
This is a team where it can really hurt you in the last few minutes of the day and the end of the game, because in their last five matches they've scored six goals beyond the 86th minute, some deep in 94th and 97th minute winner at Harps. So the players will be conscious of that.
They've a really good draw, of a really good spirit in the group. They keep going right to the end. They've obviously got very good fitness levels as well, but we've scored late goals as well. So it's just a matter of being completely concentrated going into the latter stages, but also knowing that we have it within our armoury as well to score late goals.
Well, it's coming up to the break after that. Are you a fan of the break or not? Is it much needed, or would you rather continue with the momentum of being unbeaten in your last few games?
To be honest, I'm not a massive fan of it, but it is what it is. I'll not complain too much about it. It gives the players a chance to put their feet up for a couple of days and come back refreshed. But I'm not a massive fan of it myself. But listen, it is what it is. It doesn't really bother me.
And just for the listeners out there, do you give the players a few days off? I admit,
They're going to get a few days off. Well deserved, I think. And then what that does is it gives them the hunger to go again, and they spend a couple of days with their families and then come back and prepare for the second part of the season.
Very good. And it's mid-term. How would you sum up your since you come in to the managerial role? How do you think it's all gone so far? Are you happy with the way things have gone, Ray, as we hit the break?
Yeah, I'm really happy. So far, so good. Players and staff are giving absolutely everything. They've been a joy to work with, and obviously we've a big game now tomorrow night, so that's the full focus. Once we get tomorrow night out of the way, they can go and enjoy a few days off, but we have to remain concentrated over the next day or two and go and try and pick up 3 points in Drogheda.
Okay, and just to finish off, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow's game?
The exact same squad will be available for the game. Obviously, Mark Walsh is out, but will be available after the break.